Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate November 10th. If you wanted to set up a base camp for exploring Earth, the South Pole is about the last place you'd consider. It's one of the toughest environments on the planet. On the Moon, though, the South Pole is one of the best locations. It can provide abundant sunshine, a narrower swing in temperatures, and even water. That's why NASA is considering the pole as the landing site for its first astronauts to visit the Moon in a half a century. In particular, it's looking at the rims of some deep craters. One of these is Shackleton Crater, which nestles right next to the pole. The crater is about a dozen miles in diameter and 2.5 miles deep. Some points on its rim see the sun about 90% of the year, which makes them good spots for solar panels. And the temperature range isn't as extreme as at most locations on the Moon. Perhaps most important, most of the crater floor is in perpetual darkness. It never sees the sun. That keeps the temperature at 300 degrees below zero or colder. As a result, frozen water may be mixed with the dirt there. The ice could provide drinking water, oxygen, and rocket fuel. Everything you need to live on the surface of the Moon. And the Moon has two bright companions tonight. The brilliant planet Jupiter stands to the upper left of the Moon at nightfall. The fainter planet Saturn is closer to the upper right of the Moon. More about the Moon and Jupiter tomorrow. We have more skywatching tips, astronomy news, and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.